Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
shout glory, hallelujah, because we're free. Set yourself free. Be loose today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I am so grateful to be here one more time, knowing that God has kept us all. Amen. That we can come here to shout, give God our praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Run the enemy out right now. Hallelujah. The Bible tells wherever there is praise, there is victory. So we declare and declare right now victory, victory, victory over whatever situation or circumstances that you may be facing right here, right now. You're already victorious. Amen. Glory to God. Won't you shout? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let the glory of the Lord arise right now. Heavenly Father, we ask that you let the glory of the Lord arise upon each of us according to Isaiah 60 and 2. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us right now and let your glory be seen on us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us all day yesterday, through the night, and right now, God, at this set time in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we want you to know how much we love you, how much we need you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come to run the devil off. We come to break the neck of the devil. We come to shatter his chin right now. We come to silence the mouth of the evil speaker and the evil watcher. We come to deafen the ears of the evil listener right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command you to cease your works and cut out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because we are victorious and great as he that's in us and he that's in the world. We decree and declare right now that we have the resurrection power working on the inside. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace right now. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, it's you that have kept us, it's you that have saved us, oh God. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we need you. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Come on now, church, and shout. There are some people that got on and said, wait a minute, I don't know what kind of call it is. We come to give God our praise, glory, and honor. We didn't come just to be here. We didn't come just to be doing something, just to listen in and see what it is. We come to shout praising God for what he's already done and what he's doing right now. What are we trusting God to do? Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Welcome to the shop. I'm your host, Prophet T. Chantel Manning. Once again, I thank God for you. It's good to see all of my friends and loved ones on the call today. Go ahead and open up your mouth and shout, Evangelist Kimberly Ripper, giving God all praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise your name on the telephone. You are God and God alone. Holy, righteous, you reign supreme. Always so when we're on your team. Water to wine, sight to the blind, strength to the body to stay on the grind. Glorify your name like we know we should. Get something like Campbell soup, because you're good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Better than good. Good. You're better than good, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that you're better than good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's good to have you back on the shout. Evangelist Kimberly Rivers, to give God our praise.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you. We love you. Hallelujah. Sister Dorita, we see you back on the line. Go ahead and give God our praise,
yes,
glory,
Lord.
And show glory.
I thank the Lord for keeping me woke where I could get on the line, because I'd be on the line at 6 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock, and at 6 o'clock in the evening, I'd be calling myself, going to stay woke and get on the line. But I end up falling asleep. But I thank the Lord that y'all kept me y'all prayer, and I stayed woke today, and I got on the line. I thank the Lord. Thank him, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And I want y'all to keep on praying for me that I would get out that bed, because I got up today. My son got me up and sent me in the chair, and I feel good. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to keep on getting up and getting in the chair. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Just thanking God for all that he's doing right now. Glory to God. Getting us up and sitting us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless you. We thank God for you. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Go ahead, Cousin Brenda Gale. Open up your mouth and shout. Give God all praise, glory, and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Yes.
I just want to thank him. I can't thank him enough, but I thank him for all his mercy, all his love, all his goodness, all his kindness, all his supernatural divine favor. family, yes. friends, loved ones, children, grandchildren, children to come. I just thank you, Lord, for being
so good
all the time. To God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory to your name.
Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. God bless you, Cousin Brit. Again, we thank God for you. We love you here on the shout. Just to hear your shout. Glory to God. Just being in that place of just thankfulness. Amen. Just being grateful and just thanking God. You know, the prayer of thanksgiving. Just thanking God and trusting God for what you can't see. Amen. Hallelujah. And what you can see. Glory to God. What he's already done. So we just say, thank you, Father God. Oh, God, move mighty in the life of your children. Hallelujah. We trust you, Father God, to do so even right now as we come touching and agreeing. Just thanking you for being in the midst. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Sister County. Open up your mouth and shout. Give God all praise. Glory. And show glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes. Good evening, everyone. I just want to give thanks again to God for my continuous health with this crazy weather. Mm-hmm. Been feeling really, really well. And I also want to thank him for the continuous healing of my daughter who had the fibroids removed. I just want to just thank him, and I feel so grateful that everything is just falling into place where there's
Amen.
No stressing. It's just a nice, quiet peacefulness about my
glory.
Life right now. And I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it.
Amen. We just thank God that peace has come and peace is still. Amen. Glory to God. Just thanking God for what he's doing right now, what he's done. And we're expecting God to do even more. Glory to God. God bless you, Sister Connie. We love you. Thank God for you. Just love to hear your shout. Hallelujah. Your testimony. Your testimony. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. And I just want to decree and declare over all of us today. Evangelist Kim said he's good. The Bible says in Psalm 34, verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Amen. Blessed is the woman who trusts in him. Will you trust in him and knowing that you trust in him for, hallelujah, that you are already blessed in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Will you trust him? Hallelujah. Bible says that we're blessed. Glory to God. We just thank God for the one more time. Amen. We thank God that we are here. Amen. It is not us that we have kept ourselves, but God has kept us. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have been in a situation where it looked like it should have took you out, it could have been, should have been, it would have been, but God snatched you out that situation. And so many times in our life that when we look back over our life, when we begin to complain about something, just look back over your life and see how God has kept you when you thought you was going to lose your mind. When people were taking things from me. But see, Jesus said, I give you the peace and not that of the world gives. He said, I give you peace. So that means when anything else around you is crumbling down and the world is taking things from you, money, food, whatever it is, relationships, Jesus gives you the peace that surpasses all understanding. What does that mean, Pastor? That means the human mind cannot comprehend it. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for the peace. You guys, people, we talked about this on yesterday. I believe it was on a shout or Bible study. I don't remember, but we were on and the Holy Spirit was speaking mighty and strong. And see, a lot of times we hold on to those things that are robbing us of our peace. But see, Jesus gives us a peace that, hallelujah, that the human man's mind cannot comprehend. But when you trust God for that peace and when you walk in and live in it, amen, and when you decree and declare that you are a peacemaker, amen, that's what we learned yesterday in Bible study. We were talking about being a peacemaker, amen, and wherever we show up, peace has to come and be still because we bring the peace, amen. Some people bring the drama, some bring the mess, but we bring the peace because we are children of God. Amen. See, children of God are peacemakers. We're not trouble starters. Amen. We come to bring the peace. So whenever there's a negative situation, come on, we come to look and see the positive. We like to see the light in the darkness because we are the light. So the Bible says wherever there is light, darkness cannot comprehend. So will you be that light today and receive the peace and be the peace? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So I just had to stand on the word of God because the Bible says in his word, word will not come back void. Amen. He said heaven and earth will disappear before his word come back void. So I'm going to stand on the word of God. Amen. How about you today? Come on, shout glory. Hallelujah. And just thank God for peace. Hallelujah. That peace is still in your home. And if you don't have it, you know, I need you to come up a little higher and believe God for it right now and then receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You all want to talk today about praise. Hallelujah. As I said earlier, we were praying that wherever there's praise, there is victory, and the devil has to go. He has to flee. He has to pack up all that he brought with him and get out in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:9, ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, that procure your people, that ye should shew forth the praises of God who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. See, your life is a song of praise that rises to God. Hallelujah. Your Father, he revels in your decision to take his hand and step out of darkness into light. Glory to God. See, it's what he has worked so hard to accomplish. See, it's why he sent his son Jesus to live and die and rise again. Amen. See, you are his trophy, his prize, the sure and the certain reward of his great sacrifice. See, each time you say yes to life, yes to love, yes to eternal values, you are praising him, the Most High God, the sovereign God above all. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible said in Psalm 9, verse 1 through 2, you all, I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. See, your life is a form of praise, but your words of praise are even more precious to your Heavenly Father. Amen. See, his Holy Spirit who lives within you carries them straight to his throne. Glory to God. See, why you are praising, amen, why your praise is so dear to him, you all, is because unlike his other creatures, your praises are not in it. Hallelujah. See, they are the free expression of your heart. See, you choose him when you could have chosen so many other things. Amen. See, lift your voice to him this day. It brings him great joy. Glory. Hallelujah to your name, Father God. Lord, we thank you and we trust you, God, the evermore. We come crying out to even more because we trust you right here and right now. Amen. We're not trusting him when we see it. We trust him when we can't see it. So when they do see it, hallelujah, knowing that it's already done. How many of y'all can praise him right now? Hallelujah. While you waiting on your healing, while you waiting on your breakthrough, when you're just praising, when you shout, when you clap, when you run, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The song that says, when I think about Jesus and what he's done for me, I can dance all night. And what I'm trusting him for, hallelujah. Glory to God. Worship and praise God for who he is. Let's talk about that. Now let's talk about our prayer focus. I want you to understand the power in prayer. There are keys to a powerful prayer, amen, and praise and worship. See, worshiping God is one of the most powerful things that we can do. See, praising him takes the focus off of ourselves and puts it entirely on him. See, and that is always the best way to approach God and to, hallelujah, and begin to pray. See, prayer is communicating with God, hallelujah, and communicating your love, your gratitude, your worship and praise to God is the best way to start any prayer, amen. See, is also healthy for your mind and soul as well as your physical body. Amen. See, when you're going through in your body and feeling down and you're feeling sick in your body, begin to praise him. Amen. Begin to praise him and worship him right where you are. See, too often in our busy day, we don't worship and praise God to the extent how that we should. See, he desires more praise than we give him because he has so much more he wants to give us. Amen. See, when we praise him, he reveals himself to us and he wants to reveal as much of himself to us as we can receive. Are you ready to receive today? Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. See, great things happen when we worship God for more than we can even realize. Hallelujah. See, I want you to understand this. Worship is opening your heart to God, and worship is inviting the presence of God to dwell with you. Worship is praising God as your creator. See, worship is exalting him as the God of love. Amen. Worshiping him is honoring and thanking God for all he has done. See, worship is thanking Jesus for all he accomplished on the cross. See, worship is allowing God's holiness to touch you. Amen. See, worship is demonstrating your love for God. See, worship is affirming your loyalty to the Lord. Amen. See, worship is preparing to receive all God has for you. Amen. See, worship is acknowledging God as almighty and all-powerful. Amen. See, worship is letting go of all else and embracing only the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, no matter what is happening in your life, God is already worthy of your praise. See, that's why worship must be your first reaction to everything. See, it should become a way of life, a priority to all. See, you can decide to wake up in the morning thankful to God because you know he loves you more than you can ever understand fully. See, start your day by praising and worshiping him for all that he is. Hallelujah. And remember some of the many ways that worshiping God affects your life. See, he is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Shalom, your peace. He is Jehovah Ralph, the Lord who is. He is El Shaddai, amen. He is Jehovah Harikobomoshaka. He is Jehovah Methodistium, Jehovah Sikadu. He is El Danaya, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. He is Yahshua Haikerehe. Come on now. If you trust God and know he has all that you needed, Lord. He is Emmanuel, knowing that God is with us. See, there are 10 of the countless ways of worshiping God affects us. And I want to break it down for you this day. Amen. See, worship requires an act of our will. Worship requires an act of your will. See, worship is a choice. See, we got to make that choice every day. See, worship softens your heart and builds up your faith. Worship enables you to become more like the Lord. That's what we come here on the Shout to do Monday through Thursday at 6 p.m. See, worship is a powerful weapon of our spiritual warfare. Worship helps us to hear God speaking to our heart. See, worship evaporates all of our fears. Worship invites God to pour himself into us. Amen. See, worship deepens our relationship with the Lord. See, worship changes our mind, our heart, and attitude. Did you come to worship and praise him today? See, there are countless reasons why you should praise God. See, even remembering just one of them will be, hallelujah, will be motivation even for you to worship and pray him many times throughout your day, especially each time you pray. Just thanking God throughout your day. Say, Father God, I just want to say thank you, Lord, right now just for keeping it. Oh, God, just for your mercy and your grace, oh, God. Thank you for keeping my children. I may not be able to put my eyes on them right now, but, Lord, I know that you are with them right now. I know that you've given your angels charge over them, that they are keeping them, oh, God, from every seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. Lord, I just want to say thank you that right now, God, you've given me this new day and not myself. I could never write it up. I could never write it down and predict it for myself. But you, Father God, have given me this day, oh God. Although I was waiting on it, oh God, I had no control to receive it. But you are the one who have given me this new day. And I just want to say thank you for the new day, oh God. Thank you for the newness, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, will you thank him today? Will you worship him? He's looking for the one that will worship him in truth and in spirit. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. I praise God because he is worthy of my praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, I praise God because he brings me into his presence. Amen. The Bible says in Psalm 95, 1-2, oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. Amen. I praise God because he hears my prayers. Amen. The Bible says in John 9:31. Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him. Amen. I praise God because he does so much for me. The Bible said in Psalm 147:3, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Glory to God. Amen. I praise God because he guides me in all things. The Bible says in Psalm 16:7, I bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night season. I praise God because he delivers me and sets me free. The Bible says in Psalm 50:15, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, I praise God because he protects me in times of trouble. The Bible says in Psalm 91:1-2, my God, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will, hallelujah, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. I praise God because he heals me and gives me life. How many of y'all need a healing right now? I suggest you open up your mouth and shout and praise God and give him all glory, honor, and praise. For the Bible says in Psalm 30, verse 2 through 4, hallelujah, oh Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. Oh Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord. You saints of his and give thanks at the remembrance of his Jesus Christ. Call on God by his name. See, in the Bible, God is referred to by many names. And there are also many words that describe his attributes, you all. Let me tell you something. I believe the reason for this is that we cannot begin to understand all of who God is without these names of description. See, the Bible was written to help us to know God and understand his ways. See, the more we know about God, the more we will be able to praise, worship, appreciate, and thank him in the passionate times, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and having knowledge of who he is. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Hi, shout out of all. If you trust God today, just shout glory. While you have life, while you still have a beat of your heart, while you still have a breath in your body, will you shout and give him praise, glory, and honor because he is worthy, knowing that he has kept you and not yourself. And I said again, glory to God. I'm just so grateful, you all. I'm in a place of gratefulness, I'm telling you. Just thanking God, and when you get in that place, you can truly operate and live in peace. Because I want you to understand this, trouble will come. Trouble will come, but it will not last long. I want to encourage someone today to stand. Stand and praise them. Stand, praise them when you're standing up. Praise them when you're sitting down. Praise them when you're laying down. Praise them in the midst of the storm. Praise them because he is worthy. Hallelujah. There is victory. And when you know when you praise them, hallelujah, in the midst of everything you're going through, your family, when you're praising God, he is working those things out for your good, that you're already victorious. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we just thank God for this time here on the shout. Will you give him a shout right now? Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless everyone today. I look forward to you all back here on Monday. Let us pray. Father God, we love you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your presence, oh God, for you are our helper, our hope, our savior, the lifter of our head, oh God, Holy Spirit, and our teacher. We just want to say thank you, Lord, that you are our provider, our healer, oh God. Oh, Lord, you're all that we need and more. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. We'll be thanking you all the days of our life, Father God, because it is you, Father God, that have made us and not ourselves, and we thank you. Lord, we come before your presence with thanksgiving right now. We worship you this day as the almighty creator of heaven and earth. You are the all-powerful God of the universe from whom nothing is impossible. We exalt you as our creator, and we praise you as our heavenly father. We thank you that you are the God of love, peace, and joy. Amen. We praise you, O Lord, with all our whole heart. Hallelujah. We will tell of all your marvelous works, O God. We will be glad and rejoice in you, O God. We will sing praise to your name, O Most High God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you are, God, and all that you are to us, O God. We thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to be our savior and redeemer. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for the hallelujah, the price that you paid to save us. Thank you for rescuing us, forgiving us, and giving us new life. Amen. Thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit that's in us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding us, comforting us, and filling us afresh with love, peace, and power. Thank you, Lord God, right now. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word that gives us life. We praise you, Lord, for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy that endures forever. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, church. Let's give God our praise, glory, and shout. Clap your hands. Stomp your feet. Shout glory. God bless you. God keep you. We have our midweek service tonight at 8 p.m. If you can join us here, please do so. I'm sorry, 7 p.m., not 8 p.m. 7 p.m. would be 30 minutes after this show. So if you can join us, we're going to be talking about going from fear to faith. Amen. Amen. From fear to faith. So God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to be your strength. May you look to God. Hallelujah for your strength. Amen. And knowing that if God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. We bless you here. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's all in Jesus' name. Amen. To God be the glory. You all have a wonderful evening in the Lord. God bless you. God keep you. Remember, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say it.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Gold mansion, just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you ask him, he'll give you that life. Can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah. Yeah.